Now, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those kids are annoyed with me. I mean, dirt communion. Who else does that in worship but us? And I sent them off to Sunday school. This is one of those days where only grown-ups get to play. Because this kind of playing is something only grown-ups can do. Something we grown-ups need to do for ourselves, for the kids, for the world. This morning, as we honor our new members, and as we celebrate Earth Day, I invite you to play around with the idea of home. You see, for many of us, this fellowship makes us feel like we're home. I mean, when we're new to Florida, it is a place to get connected. It makes us feel hopeful that we can actually make a life here, even though we're transplants. That we can find friends to laugh with. That we can have a crowd, a crew, a community that needs our gifts and knows our name. And for those of us who have lived here for years, this room is a place of memories, of candlelight and beautiful music, of weddings, of watching the little ones grow, of the delights of friendship, the support that helped get us through the dark times we've known. It anchors our lives. We're rooted here. It's a place to rest our hearts each week, a place to wake up our minds, a place to stand still, to stop, to think, to collect oneself, one's thoughts. A place to discover where we stand. It's home, a place to start from. Now, the song that you heard in the prelude was also called Home. And I know darn well that most of you didn't recognize it. Well, it'll be on the postlude too, so you can hear it. But it was written and sung by a guy named Philip Phillips, who is played on those radio stations that we all skip by as we get to NPR. Some of the folks who have left know exactly who he is and will be pleased that you have made his acquaintance. That song is about something we all want. Something some of us find in rooms like this. Here are the words. Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down. It'll all be clear. Pay no mind to the demons. They just fill you with fear. Oh, the trouble, it might drag you down. But if you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Now, when I first heard the song, having been dragged to a midnight concert at Universal with some dear loves of my life, that last line did not sit well at all. It sounded a little too, well, adolescent, a little too dependent, a little too passive, the kind of stuff that makes me nervous. And so in my head, I really changed it to we. Like, we're going to make this place our home. Ruined it. Because he's right. Home isn't a place you can make on your own, alone. To be at home is to be in relationship. And Philip Phillips is singing about a call and response that is our lives. I mean, maybe the soul has its own form of echolocation, always sending out a Here, always waiting for a yeah. Right here, right now. Mostly, that answer comes from other people. I mean, our family and friends have tracking signals that come through loud and clear for each of us. So strong that even on a bad day, just the sound of their voice can make all the difference, even if they're on a cell phone and hundreds of miles away. But you know, it's not only people. New rooms in cities we only visit can seem to say, "Hey, you're here." And some landscapes seem to sing to us, "I've been waiting for you, waiting all this time." And we know it from the first step. Those woods, that river, that beach, that place, that one special place, seems to have the power to settle all our molecules into a humming, graceful whole. We have a place to stand in the universe, a place to start from. We know we're home. You're mine, I'm yours, and I'm going to make this place home. No matter how many houses we've lived in throughout our lives, no matter how many groups of people claim our interest and our time, this sense of home moves with us. It really does make us who we are, and without it, we're in danger. You know, in the weeks ahead, I know we will uncover all sorts of facts and timelines about the two men who bombed the Boston Marathon. But whatever narrative appears, I'm sure we won't fully comprehend how this came to be without getting some glimmer into how they became so untethered, how they had no home to hold on to at all. A person displaced in body and in soul knows the kind of pain needs a kind of courage to hold on to the best that most of us, luckily, cannot imagine. For to reach for our full humanity, to grow into the self we were meant to be, is also to be rooted, placed. And how we understand that place makes all the difference. So here comes the dirt. Hold it. Look at that earth that is in your hands. Maybe it came from your backyard or the edge of your driveway. Maybe it was offered to you by one of the young members here. It doesn't really matter. That cup of dirt is a piece of home. Soil to soul. What soundings do you hear? What call and response do you know when you focus on that dirt? What do you see? Yeah, you have to look at it, not at me. It's important. I'm not. What do you see? Put your fingers in it. What do you feel? What do you smell in that dirt? Is it really messy stuff? Stuff to be controlled and swept away? Is it alive? Do you see bits of leaves and twigs? Any worms? Look for the sand. Where was that sand before it was in your cup? Was it a pebble, a boulder, a mountain, a gift from the sea? Every atom in that cup, just like every atom that is in you, has been round before, is a bit of stardust dancing in time since time itself began. This is a piece of home. This is your home. See where your roots are. As the choir sings, look at your dirt. and think of home. Follow the roots. Follow them wherever they lead your soul.